Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Robin, I tell you what, the Kurdsman always makes me laugh.
But what, hey, why, way? I was trying to say way, but make it sound like why. Why does he make you laugh?
I mean, that's his joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's his only joke, really, because he comes round every day selling his curds.
Yeah.
And he'll say, for example... Oh, all right there, John, I was just passing your way.
Oh, that's very nice, yeah.
And now I'm going to pass you your way. And I take in the way.
That's his only joke, is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's different variations. He might say, like, if I pop out to scrub the opals on the step, he might say... Well, I was going to come the other way, but I'll come this way, seeing as you're there.
But he is actually just saying the word way. That, like, I mean,
yeah. But he's big into the sort of way homophone joke setup. He struggles a bit more with Kurds.
Well, there's an obvious one, but we don't really want to go there, do we?
What's that?
Turds.
Ah, yeah. We wouldn't want to go down that route toward the gutter.
No.
But no, he sort of sometimes when he's trying a Kurds joke, he'll get a bit sad, and he'll be sort of like he can't get the words out, and he looks confused, and then he will well up on occasion. But you know, he's not got that many people around him, so I like to make an effort, and it can't be easy your whole life. Dedicated to Kurds and whey. Because, I mean, I've no cause to use them. I'd sort of take them in.
Yeah.
He's never charged me anything.
I mean, if you've just joined the show at this point, I think you'd probably be quite confused.
Ah, yeah, I should point out I am John Robbins, landlord of the Moon Underwater, and, you know, something of a figure on the street here in the correct realm, mm-hmm. With many sort of different tradespeople and characters passing by. But it's in this pub that we invite guests to create their dream taverns. But this is the week in pubs. This is where Robin and I catch up about our week in pubs, our pub in weeks, and also where we read The Mist, which, if you're new to this realm, is your correspondence, which comes in the form of mist, which Robin sighs for, lest he be left with a little patch of square red mist, saying, sorry, we missed you.
Oh, that's good. And it is spelt mist, M-I-S-T.
Yeah. But yeah, so here we are for our catch-up in between welcoming guests here.
I mean, I feel I should... I mean, is the Kurds and Wayman okay? So I don't want... I mean, I don't want to kind of go back into that kind of... You know, I stopped the Kurds and Way chat, maybe prematurely.
He knows what he likes. He likes what he knows.
But he's a deeply melancholy man.
Deeply melancholy. I don't think it's really hit home that there's been no demand for Kurds or whey here for, it's got to be 20 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you do? He's got all the equipment.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to brighter pastures. No pub in my weeks. I'm sans cans at the minute. I'm sanulus cannulus, which are doing wonders for my sleep and digestion.
Really?
Yeah, really quite extraordinary improvements.
Well, what's your sleep looking like?
Okay, we'll deal with that one first.
Yeah.
Just your classic 7.5 hours straight through.
And you don't wake up feeling afraid, ashamed?
I would say no, not ashamed.
Yeah.
The odd sort of whisper of regret just before falling asleep. I do wake up needing the loo. Because obviously you get kind of, you have to, because I'm not much of a water drinker.
Right.
I'm not much of a hydrator in general. And I always remember too late that I need to sort of catch up when my face is just sort of feeling like parchment.
Yes.
And you know, your eyes go very dry. So I think, oh, I'll just have 2 pints of water at 9 p.m.
Do you know what you should do? You should have two pints of water first thing in the morning.
Yes. Well, I was listening to Three Bean Salad podcast, which is so funny. I've twice now had to pull over whilst driving. I haven't had to get into my car and then pull over. I was in my car at the time.
Yeah.
But Henry Packer, one of the hosts of that, drinks 2 pints of water first thing every morning. And I've got to get into that scene because it's no good doing it late at night.
No, yeah, get into the scene. Like, as the kettle is boiling for your tea, drink the water. Don't drink the water in the kettle. Drink 2 pints of water.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't want my tea.
Mm.
Also, so I've been drinking some non-alcoholic beers. I've been drinking Guinness Zero and Brooklyn Lager Special Effects.
Oh yeah, I've seen that around.
Brooklyn Lager is the best lager I've best alcohol-free lager I've had.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. It's just got that right balance of sort of bitterness and sweetness. But there must be some kind of sort of sense memory of alcohol, because it's not that I feel drunk, but I do feel it sort of like goes to my head in a weird way. I feel a bit sort of muddly minded.
I mean, there's probably a placebo effect going on, isn't there?
And I do listen to Placebo whilst drinking them.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Listen to their covers album, which is quite weird. People don't really make covers albums anymore, do they?
No, they don't. I saw Placebo around the time of their first album. They were very good. They're still massive in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Good band. Good band.
Yeah.
But anyway, Robin, how was your week in pubs? Sorry I can't offer more insights.
No, please. It's absolutely
I do
fine.
Sort of wander past pubs and look in longingly.
Yes, well...
Does that count?
Yeah, that definitely counts. I mean, maybe that should bring us on to our first missed, which I sighed for. I don't know if you remember last week I was talking about a pub glimpsed from a bus
window. Yes!
Yeah. So if you didn't hear last week, I was on a bus somewhere in South London, and I glimpsed a pub from the upper deck, and I thought, oh, that looks good. I must visit it. And then it was weeks later, I suddenly remembered, and then I couldn't remember what bus it was, and so couldn't work out what pub it was, et cetera, et cetera. But I remembered it was teal. the frontage was teal. So we've had a missed in here from Lexi, who says, my guesses for Robin's teal pub on the bus are as follows. The Bull and Finch and the Douglas Fir... Douglas Fir and Crystal Palace, the Faber Fox, the Woodhouse, the Great North Wood, the Tulse Hill Hotel, and the Bird in Hand.
Are all these pubs teal?
No, not all of them are teal.
Love the Faber Fox.
Yes.
That's a great name.
Yeah, that does, and it looks really good, the Faber Fox. And there's only one way to settle it, Lexi says. Robin must visit all pubs guessed by missed mailers, and only then will he know which the pub of possible dreams is. So, John, let me tell you about my weekend.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Did you do all of the suggested
no,
pubs?
No, I didn't. I didn't. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been an amazing voyage of discovery.
But I went back into my mind palace, and yeah. I've kind of worked out that I'm sure I was in Crystal Palace... And I was getting the bus to Brixton. So I worked out I would have been getting the 432 bus. So on Saturday night,
You said to your girlfriend, I'm going to treat you tonight to a journey on the 432 bus whilst we look for a pub that I half remember.
Well, yes and no. No, my girlfriend wasn't around. I was on my own, so I had a Saturday, you know, Saturday to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get the bus over to Crystal Palace to get the bus to go to Brixton. And I don't know if
this
you...
is like when the police track the last movements of someone who's like set fire to a school.
Yeah, just makes absolutely no sense. I mean, I don't know if you've ever found yourself on the top deck of a bus that you've got purely to just try and see if you can glimpse a pub you half remember, but it's very hard to feel that your life's going particularly well. So I got the bus over to Crystal Palace and waited for the 432.
And were you feeling kind of intense desire, or were you just, what were you feeling?
It was a mixture of feelings, really, John. It was a feeling of just, that kind of has it come to this sort of feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of, is this rock bottom kind of feeling. I got on the 432 bus, and it went down through Crystal Palace, Gypsy Hill kind of area. And then I sort of thought, this is the high street. This is it. I remember this. I was on the top bus. I was sitting in the same seat. And it was quite a weird mindfulness exercise because I kept having to tell myself, stop looking at your phone. Stop daydreaming.
Yeah.
You really need to concentrate because you can imagine if I'd missed it. I would have felt even worse.
Did you know, interesting, I'd be interested in your answer to this. Did you get a sense of which side of the bus it was going to be on?
Yeah, I remembered I was sitting on the left-hand side.
Right.
And I was, so we got to the kind of familiar high street bit. And then I saw the colour. I saw the teal. And I thought, oh, that's it. We kind of zipped past it. I pressed the button, got off at the next stop, walked up to it. And then as I got closer, I knew something was off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a pizza restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called 400 Rabbits.
400 Rabbits. Well, it doesn't sound like a pizza restaurant. Does
no.
It sound hugely like a pub?
It doesn't really, no. It's called 400 Rabbits. I think it's a chain. It's in Crystal Palace. And it looks really nice. And they do have a hoppy hour, like a happy hour for beers and things. But it's a sourdough pizza joint. It's not a pub.
So did you just go in and sort of prop up the till and have six Peronis?
You can't go in and have a pint in a pizza restaurant on your own. You can't just...
Did you have a pizza?
No. I don't really like eating on my own.
Some of us don't have much of a choice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to sound like that. I mean, it's okay if you've got a newspaper or a book and things like that. I sort of wasn't in the mood, I suppose. And it was a bit disappointing that it wasn't, like, the best pub I've ever been to. But, you know...
I love the fact that is what dream pubs are.
Yeah. You've got to imagine on the bus, we went past quite quickly, and I just saw drinkers in there in this kind of lovely glow, and it, you know...
They're phantoms.
Yeah, they were phantoms of my own overheated imagination.
They're ciphers, Robin.
They really were. But, you know, I've been told it's a very, very good restaurant and they do great pizzas. So I definitely will be going there.
Well, you should check out some of the other recommended pubs.
Well, that's a good point because Lexi, who mentioned the Douglas Fir, which is the Gypsy Hill Brewing kind of taproom kind of place. Not really a taproom. It's more like a little micro pub. But I did go in there afterwards and it was really, really nice. Hunter Hells, the Pilsner, absolutely beautiful. I think I've mentioned that on the pod before, but yeah, that's a great pub.
So was that the main pub in your week, or have there been others?
That was the main pub, and I did also... Oh yeah, there's another story I wanted to say about... Well, two things, actually. I went to the Grapes for the first time in Limehouse, which is fantastic, and that is the pub that's owned or part-owned by Ian McKellen.
Yeah, I know someone who went there on New Year's Eve, and he was behind the bar serving everyone.
Yeah. A few people, because I sort of posted it on my Instagram and a few people, you know, got in touch and said they'd seen him in there. Someone said they'd seen him in there doing the pub quiz.
I'm amazed by those sort of, I wouldn't refer to Ian McKellen as a celebrity, but he's because he's more than that. But those people who are so famous,
yeah,
but yet still somehow manage to do that sort of thing. And I wonder if it's the act of doing it that stops you getting hassle.
Yeah.
Like, because imagine if, I don't know, if Ryan Reynolds was doing a pub quiz in a pub in Limehouse, it would he just get, like, swamped? Or would he? Maybe he wouldn't.
I don't know.
How do they do that? Those sort of big, big names.
Well, do you not think Ian McKellen is so iconic as Gandalf that you'd almost... I think you'd do a double take if you saw him. Because, I mean, it's not like he's most famous for the way he looks in real life, if you see what I mean. Like, if he was dressed as Gandalf, everyone would be going, fucking hell.
I don't know, man, because he's quite big on social media. There's those great photos of him and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Just sort of being great mates.
Yeah.
But also, he's very famous from the X-Men films.
Oh, yeah, of course. They do have his staff behind the bar. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the real one from the films.
Really?
But yeah. It's a really, really lovely pub. Beautiful pub, actually. And it's got a balcony at the back because it's right on the Thames.
Oh.
The other pub I went to, it was quite funny. Do you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about how I went to the Tapping the Admiral in Camden or Kentish Town and had friends from kind of out of the country there. And you kind of pray that the pub kind of behaves itself.
Yes.
Do you know that feeling?
Yeah.
So, and which it did then. I've got some friends from America in town at the moment. And I said, let's meet at the King's Arms in Rupel Street because it's a beautiful pub, you know, one of the best.
Yeah.
And we went there last night and it was brilliant. It's always brilliant. But behind us, sitting at the bar, there was a man sitting at the bar on a bar stool. And behind him, another man was giving him a deep tissue massage.
Ah.
Just standing up, you know.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's just very distracting. It kind of pulls focus a bit.
Yeah, it's also a very sensual act, or was it more a kind of like sports massage?
There's a sports massage element, but it veered towards the erotique, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
quite a performative thing to do, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. The barmaid said he's a professional. I mean, he did look like he knew what he was doing.
Well, you do get people, I remember in Edinburgh, sort of people who go around basically giving massages.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sort of freelance undercover masseurs.
Undercover masseuses. But it's just, you sort of, you know, my friends were kind of like, does this always happen? It's like, no, this is very unusual.
Is this like a British thing? Yeah. Like the guy with the massage?
And then, of course, because the World Cup's on, you know, Sweet Caroline came on the jukebox and everyone started singing and they were just like, what, why is everyone singing this song? They had like no idea of the association with you know, football and everything. So for them it was just totally bizarre. So that was quite funny.
What's interesting about Sweet Caroline is that it's a very recent tradition.
Yeah.
It's only been a thing for like 4 years. So weird.
It's quite hard to say Sweet Caroline. It's quite hard to say Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, yeah,
because it's sung Sweet Caroline. It's weird that, isn't it?
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. Sweet Caroline.
Oh, man, you've had such a great week in pubs.
Yeah,
tell you what.
Good week in pubs.
Get all of those pubs that Lexi recommended.
Yeah.
See if they fit into a doable crawl, and we could do a Christmas crawl.
We should. That's a great idea, because some of them I know. I know the Bird in Hand. The Faber Fox actually looks fantastic, and I think I went past that on the bus as well. The Woodhouse I've never been to, and I've never been to the Great North Wood either.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of good pub crawls and good walks, I'm sorry this is quite London-centric, but we had a nice mist in here. It's actually from the Moon Underwater Social Club, the Facebook page, which you get if you sign up to our Patreon. And it's from Mike, who says, I've relatively recently moved to London and I'm planning a walk to be punctuated by some refreshing pints. Does anyone have any recommendations for good pub walks in London, or even just some favourite pubs for an afternoon beverage? Looking to spend around 3 to 4 hours meandering around. So I thought a good one would be, there's actually on The Guardian. Do you remember I did that feature about good pub walks in The Guardian, one time for Pub Library? There is a really good one written by James Gingell, or Gingell, which is a riverside walk to the Prospect of Whitby, which is kind of going through Greenwich and everything, and that's a really lovely walk. And Prospect of Whitby is a really stunning pub as well.
Yeah, because I think a couple of hours, the revealers of Lambeth and Farringdon and beyond.
Farringdon and beyond, yeah.
You don't necessarily see the best bits of London.
But it depends what you're into. I quite like those little kind of back streets you wouldn't normally kind of go down and things.
Oh, yeah. I loved walking around. You remember the Seven Stars? That sort of, almost sort of French-styled brasserie type pub. I loved all those parts of London around there that I'd never been to, where like they make all the wigs for lawyers.
Oh yeah, I love that place. Yeah,
and they make all of the, and it's all these shops selling like law books.
Yeah,
it's so rare now that you have those parts of London that maintain their original trade, like Hatton Garden.
Yeah,
it's just jewelers
and the Kurds and Way man.
The Kurds and Way district.
Yeah.
Well, slightly less London-centric, Rob. A few people contacted us on social media about the 15 best Edinburgh pubs.
Oh, great.
Which was in the Edinburgh Evening News. Now, I mean, obviously, these lists are very subjective, but they do tally up with some of our faves.
Oh, great.
In fact, this is very close to what I would have written, I think. So maybe let's just do the top five. So number five, Bennett's Bar.
Oh, yes.
100,000,000%. Okay. Number four, St. Vincent's.
Yeah, I love it.
Vinny's.
Yeah.
100,000,000%. Number three, Sandy Bell's.
Yeah, I like it.
100,000,000%.
Mm.
Number two, Le Dog de...
Yes, please.
They must have listened to our thing about it.
Is number one Blue Blaze or...
No, number one is Cloisters.
Quite good.
Cloisters is really good. I would not say it's the best pub in Edinburgh. I mean, it's a great pub.
Are you saying the Moon Underwater and your general presence has pushed the Dagda to its position in number two there, do you think?
Well, in the top five, there are one, two, three of our combined top ten.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Put two and two together.
And also, Robin, didn't we have some news about the King's Arms in Bristol?
King's Head.
Sorry,
yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, yeah, yes. My friend Neil tagged me in a post to say the King's Head is open, and they kept the fantastic pub interior, obviously, because it's a listed building. Looks absolutely beautiful. And yeah, thanks so much for inviting us down to the opening night, which was this week, which unfortunately we couldn't make, but I hope it went with a bang.
Oh, so that's... It just feels, just based on the conversation we've had, that pubs are flourishing.
Let's hope so.
Just a very small sample, which probably is not indicative of the economy as a whole.
Yeah.
But pubs are flourishing in our hearts and our minds.
They really are. I like the way we tried to be less London-centric and just started talking about Edinburgh pubs again. It's basically Edinburgh, London and Bristol. But let's get some other great pub cities in, you know.
Yeah, Nottingham.
What cities should we mention and towns?
Manchester, York.
Sheffield.
You know, there are others.
Leeds.
Oxford,
yeah.
Cambridge.
John, while we're on the... Because while you're sanulous cannulous, we've had a lovely mist in here from Gina, who says, hello, you've mentioned 2 to 3 times how amaretto is what we imagined alcohol tastes like when we were kids, and that it is always a pleasure to drink, which I agree with entirely. I'm from Quebec City, Canada, and I wanted to send you a link. I sort of turned my T's into D's there because of the... Anyway, I wanted to send you a link to an alcohol-free amaretto done by Mr. Cocktail,
ooh,
which is just perfect. It tastes exactly the same as amaretto with alcohol. It is a staple in my house and would be at my dream pub. If you plan to participate in Dry January again, yes, I think I definitely will and should. Doctor's such a broken record. I think this is a must-have. It is also great to have to space apart alcoholic drinks. Thank you for hosting us in your pub every week. It brings me so much joy and relief from the day-to-day grind. Have a nice day, Gina. So, yeah, Mr. Cocktail, Amaretto, sans alcohol.
I think it might be Monsieur Cocktail.
Ah, yes, because we're in Quebec, aren't we?
Monsieur Cocktail, I don't think you can get it in England. I'm looking it up in my mind.
I'd love to have that. I mean, while we're in kind of Christmassy drinks, wouldn't a non-alcoholic snowball be good?
Oh, how could you make that?
I'd say you'd make some
custard.
Hollandaise sauce and lemonade. Custard with soda water and ice.
Yeah, I think this might only be available in Canada.
Mm.
Welcome to Canada. Bienvenue au Canada. But if I ever see it, I'm going to grab it.
Mm. Thanks so much for that, Gina. Yeah, and keep your other non-alcoholic drinks ideas coming in. Especially around Christmas, where if you don't drink, it's quite difficult, really, isn't it? Because there's...
Well, it's getting easier. I'm tasked with finding a pub that... this is what people could help me out on. I need a pub that has non-alcoholic beer on draft. Anywhere sort of between Hemel Hempstead and Brighton.
It's very specific.
Sort of that left... hand swathe,
right,
from like the, well, like anywhere from like the M3 to the M40. If you know of anywhere that serves non-alcoholic beer on draft, I would really appreciate you getting in touch, because I'm arranging to meet a friend, and that's his dream, is to find non-alcoholic beer on draft, because everywhere has like bottles, which is great.
Mm.
But if anyone knows of anywhere, so let me just try and narrow down the search.
A few places have Heineken Zero on tap, I've seen.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, anywhere in Surrey, Buckinghamshire or Hertfordshire that does non-alcoholic Beer on draft. I think there are plenty. I think there are a few places in London. But
Alan Partridge and a Bulldog Morris on the left.
But yeah, email John at moonunderpod if you know of anywhere, and especially anywhere that sort of prides itself on its selection of non-alcoholic drinks. Be much appreciated. But yeah, another week in pubs, another pub in weeks. Fantastic mixture of pubs, both imagined and real, from the lovely Robin there. And we will be back with a guest very soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.